Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
We're going to need a spaceship for this one because this is an e-buzz. It's going to be out of this world.
You're such a dork.
Are we tying a couple of stories together today?
No. We're going to be talking about what celebrities we think are aliens, because we were just trying to debunk a viral TikTok about 10, 15 minutes ago in the last break, where a family saw what they believe is to be a spaceship in the sky. I think it is just flying geese, because that is what scientists on the internet have told me. So, of course, with my little pea brain, that's what I'm going to believe.
So we put this video up online, or we will, at thebirdshow.com, and then you guys can make your own decision, but it sure looks like you got three UFOs up there just all hanging out.
So then off the air, we were kind of like, I wonder what celebrities are aliens, or which kind of remind us of aliens. And I sort of jokingly, in a very affectionate way, because she's very talented and beautiful, I was like, I think Anya Taylor-Joy might be an alien if there was ever to be a celeb that was an alien. She just has that Tim Burton look. She's killing it in the career, but I thought we could go around and pitch which celebrities we think are out of this world, if you will.
Mo, she's the lead on Queen's Gambit.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I kicked it off with Anya Taylor-Joy. I'm also going to throw in Tom Cruise to the mix.
Oh, that's a good one.
Just because he just seems to have no fear of anything on Earth. And I think only an alien who has superpowers is going to be willing to fly on the side of a plane and knowing, I'm going to be okay because I'm an alien.
Solid pick.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Who's up next?
All right, so I have my three picks. First out the gate, and the only reason why is strictly aesthetics, Steve Buscemi. Okay?
Oh, yeah. He's not human.
Yep. Then
I love that he looked at himself in the mirror one day and said, I could be an actor.
Absolutely.
He's kind of hot. I could get it.
What?
Yeah. Also, did y'all know he's a New York firefighter, and during 9/11 he went back and volunteered?
Yeah.
That's hot.
That makes him hot.
That does make him hot. Oh, I do know who this guy is.
But that face does not.
I don't know. It's dark. Just make it dark.
And then this, she's either a vampire or an alien. Cher.
Ooh.
I feel like Cher is an alien. And then lastly, Britney Spears.
I had Britney also.
She has a song where she sings, I'm an alien.
Yeah.
She told us it's in the writing.
Yeah, she's been glitching lately.
Yeah.
Maybe she's AI.
Yeah. Right. Mom, what do you got?
I got Will Smith. I feel like he's been in a lot of alien movies, the Chris Rock thing, and the way that he lives his life, it just gives alien to me.
It's giving alien.
It just gives it. I got Tom Cruise as well, and Jackie Chan, just for how they both do their own stunts. Halle Berry. too fine, too long, and Morgan Freeman, too old, too long. All aliens.
All right, one, you won't probably know the name, but the rest of us might. Old school guy, Gary Busey.
Funny story. When in Nashville with my mom, we were at this hotel and we ran into Terry Bradshaw, and I thought it was Gary Busey.
Oh, God.
That's funny.
How did you get those two confused? Yes.
Oh, Gary Busey in four different Super Bowls with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Yeah.
I was like, that's Gary Busey from that commercial.
Dude, if you've seen him in any videos over the course of the last 10 years, wow. Okay, Gary Busey. And all the others I have, and there's going to be more than three here, all fit into one category, and it's so freaking obvious, right? Kim Kardashian, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Baby, 2 Chainz, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pharrell Williams, Serena Williams, Spike Lee, and Jay Leno all fall into one category, and it's easy to tell. That they're aliens.
They all have something in common.
They all have something in common that is
what?
Proof positive they are aliens. You want the list again?
Please. Yes.
Kim Kardashian, Beyonce and Jay-Z, Justin Bieber, Lil Baby, 2 Chainz, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga, Pharrell Williams, Serena Williams, Spike Lee, and Jay Leno are all aliens for one glaring, obvious reason.
What the hell
is Spike Lee doing on that list? I can't figure this out.
It's so obvious that none of us can see it.
It will be crystal clear when I tell you why.
Beyonce and Jay-Z.
Both of them. I have no idea.
I have no clue.
You want the obvious answer?
Yes.
Each one of them owns a Cybertruck.
Oh, my God.
Only Cybertrucks would be attractive to aliens.
Aliens don't need those janky POSs.
I'm trying to picture Beyonce in a Cybertruck, and I can't see it.
It's true. They got one.
No, they're smarter. I think the aliens are smart. Matt Damon has a water charity. Where are the aliens living? Water. He's Harvard educated. Okay. Angelina Jolie, ethereal beauty. Beautiful, right? Played an alien in a movie. Matt Damon in The Martian. Cardi B, The Noises Alone.
The Noises Alone.
But also she's like really, really smart and tied into politics and societal stuff.
All right, the Girls Gone Wild creator says, despite filming underage girls drunk, he's actually a victim. And I'm going to explain his reasoning on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.